Hello. Probably some fishing fights later. The legs, and here they are. My log number one.
Who has poppers and mini poppers?
We have problems. We have problems.
Yes,
and this started really young. We have problems.
Yes, it started really young.
We were other children. Our mother said that when we were born, we might have time she fell with constipation.
We were very close family. But I mean, who could blame it? Abalone show.
Yep, those were the rough times. And I mean, you know, I can't read it.
More than once,
our food stamps did not stick them.
The weird so far as well, because, see, our father was lazy, and he really worked. He was very, very bummish and hobo-ish.
He once worked in a church. He did odd jobs, keeping communion trays. You know, why, fresh? He was seeing fire when he was kind of getting high on food.
To help with our financial needs, we tried getting a job. We ran to all our neighbors and asked if they wanted their lawns cut. But they all said no and tried the apartment next door.
We finally got a part-time job in a hospital. You know, Fridays and Saturdays we babysat for abortions. It was an easy job.
I mean, the babies didn't make any noise. Maybe they had, we wouldn't have heard them, you know, inside those little jars.
Yeah, it was an easy job. But we made one big mistake. Like all babysitters, the first time we got in there, we went for the refrigerator. It was just awful, you know. We thought we were eating pickles, you know. if all the things we ever happened to us, I feel we're still a very close-knit family. We got off the track.
Yes, he's probably the time Mummy made his sweater for all of us.
I was supposed to say the last.
Who was top? Many top. This started when we were young. In fact, when we were born. So he was one that put us in a bedpan under a man with fever. We were ugly children. Our mother said that when we were born, he might have the time that she got over a constipation. We were a very close family. But I mean, who could blame us? We lived in an abalone shell. We went through some rough times. More than once, our food stamps did not stick. We were very poor, and this is because our father didn't work. He had once worked on a church. He had odd jobs like keeping communion trays full of bread, keeping wine fresh. But he was seen fire when he was kind of getting high on holy water. To help with our financial needs, we tried getting a job. We ran to all our neighbors, and we asked if they wanted their lawns cut, but they all said no, tried the apartment next door. We finally got a part-time job at the hospital on Fridays and Saturdays. We babysit for abortions. It was an easy job. They didn't make any noise. You know, we made one big mistake, though. Like all babysitters, the first thing we did was go to the refrigerator. It was awful. The doctors were furious. We thought we were eating pickles. We said one more time. Our father did get a job recently. He worked at a mortuary, measuring bodies for tuxedos. He thought he was doing a good job, but his fire went out. But weeks later, the mortician accused him of having an intimate relationship with one of the corpses. God, we were shocked. It was a family horror. His living anger is purely platonic. But you know, of all things that have ever happened to us, I felt we were a very close-knit family.
Yes, he's talking about the time Mumsy made a sweater for all of us to wear.
We came from a strange family in which everybody was deformed. We were deformed.
Yes, and you may not believe this, but we were once Siamese twins.
It's true. It is true. We were separated at birth, and the doctor spanked us with a scalpel still in his hand.
Our pets were deformed. We had Siamese dogs, Siamese chickens, and even our rabbits were connected. This is the strange thing.
Yes, and every year our family had a family reunion. And since Dwight and I were not deformed, we were considered freaks in our family.
Mummy could not face the embarrassment of having freaks in our family, especially like Mel and I. Even though it was possible to go to the bathroom separately, we still went together.
It was weird. Our family members were so strange. When they came to town, all the townsfolk would leave. If you think that was bad, when they got within the city limits, even the buildings would go. So one day our mother got us together and said, "Now boys, you know the family reunion is next week." And we said yes. And then she said, "And you know you're a little different from the rest of us. So couldn't you just for the reunion come as though you were connected?" And we said yes. Why not? I mean, you know, it wouldn't be that bad.
But we were wrong.
We sure were. First, our parents made us learn the history of Siamese twins.
Now, most of you probably think that it started out with two twin brothers from Siam that were connected.
But this is wrong.
Is it?
Yeah, don't you remember? There was these two twin brothers, and they were going to a costume party. They really wanted to shake the place up, so they taped themselves together and went as though they were connected, and that's it.
Well, I mean, how did they get their oriental name?
The tape, yep. Learning the history of Siamese twins wasn't so bad. What really made us mad is that after we were all taped up,
they made us sleep in bunk beds.
We were sick and tired of being pushed around, so we threatened to run away.
Our parents were very strict, and when they heard of our threat, they punished us cruelly.
Yes, they took away our legs for a week.
You got most of these. I have a terrible theory. Once a girl asked me to have oral sex, I thought she said choral sex. I got a clam in trouble.
Sex. I was with a girl, very intellectual. All she got about was a platonic relationship. And me, you know, being me. All I thought about was a sexual relationship. She's really getting sick of it. So one day she said to me, "You know, Melvin, I'm sick of it. Your sex life is for the birds." So I thought about that and I left. And that night I got 7 pelicans pregnant.
I was once asked by 2 favorite Bobbies. I was asked about my two favorite hobbies. They were comedy and sex. Not in those order, because if I'm in bed with that girl, and we're both...
We're both naked, I don't want to laugh.
We're both naked, I don't want to laugh. You know.
I feel like leadership and sex is probably the predominant thing in my mind. There's so many girls refuse to do it for me, hitting my head up their cunts.
A sex therapist. I always wanted to be a sex therapist.
Because you know, people come to me with their problems on sex. So a guy comes up to me and says, "You know, I don't have any problem with sex. I take it too seriously. You know, my advice would be professional, but it worked." I tell him the next time he's doing it with a girl, kind of joy buzz from the end of the stick.
I made love to a chick once. She laid 4 eggs. We have problems, many problems.
Yes, sir. I don't know what wrong. We started out very happy, well-adjusted children, you know, until we were born. And then,
we were not wanted.
Yes, when my parents found we were coming, they didn't want to make the same mistake twice. My father went to the doctor to get a vasectomy.
The doctor's thought, he said, mastectomy. And he cut him in half.
Well, you know, we may not look at now.
Hey, I'm sorry.
We used to be very small, skinny,
generally unhealthy, but we liked it this way because it was the way we were.
Yeah, and we liked it. Apparently, other people didn't because we're constantly getting hassled. Get healthy. We're sick of it.
Our doctor is particularly did this. And he said, "To be healthy, you must go outside and do something strenuous and physical."
And we finally agreed. We got a bat and a ball, walked out in the parking lot,
and beat the hell out of us. Brand new Corvette.
After a while, we began to realize that we should get in shape. So we went out for football. That was a big mistake.
Yes, our team lost every game. Our players were constantly getting hurt, and people really felt sorry for us.
During halftime, instead of having a band do a routine, we had a group of marching mourners.
There's always someone, or the our team, who's afraid to hit.
And this was us. Every game was the same thing from the coach. Slade, hey, she better get out there and knock someone's jaw off.
We didn't know what he meant, and we were thrown out of the game too many times for too many personal fouls. I'm sorry, I blew it. When we were young, it seemed that our parents took us everywhere. I mean, they took us to the shoe repair, to school, to church, everywhere. I mean, it's not my scene. Very strange to you, but if it hadn't been for tradition, they would have taken us to heaven.
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 Religion.
to us. It's very confusing. And the preacher said, glory be to God of the highest. We thought God smoked pot. And we thought the book of Jobs was an ancient Egyptian war dance.
Religion to us was very, very personal. I mean, it was almost kind of, religion is so personal. It's almost religious.
I've heard people say, Christ was a homosexual. But, I mean, it may be true. I mean,
that is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Well, you never know what went on the last supper.
Oh, please, silly bear.
Bible says that God is everywhere. And you know what that means?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what?
The God is in your past.
The Bible says that God is with you always.
Yeah, that's right, so.
If I went out and made love to a beaver, that God would leave me?
Of course not. Although he would stay quite a distance away.
Let's not get us wrong. I mean, we were very, very religious people. And,
don't mean what you say.
Don't mean what you say.
That's right.
Besides, God put Adam and Eve on this earth to multiply and populate us under one condition.
That he could watch?
No.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap it in.
We need money badly. So badly that we thought we'd skip chives on our potatoes.
Once we were stricken upon by a huge, massive bully. And we were only afraid. I mean, we knew we could beat him up. Even if we had both our hands tied around his neck.
My parents have simple habits. God, country, and Legos.
My brother was seeing another woman because he's been blind for years. I tried to avoid these. And when I became a criminal, I had the only picture in the post office. It said, not wanted, dead or alive.
Oh, no. Okay. Get this one. My dad was very hard of hearing. When the coach told him he had to wear a jock for football, he thought the coach said duck and ended up with a swordfish around his waist. Top that, Buster.
My dream. When you die, whatever your job was, you do just the opposite. You see, for example, if you were a trash man, you'd turn into a trash.
The first time I saw a black man, I said, God, he's dirty.
And give her a present, then I'm gonna...
What is life? It's just the opposite of death, or are they the same, but it's just the opposite. When you your Babbage or Leibniz, she'll raise her big names, but not as big as Crooked Dan or Pooja.